But it is bringing us some better news as to what those water levels will be. That means that the James River and the Vermilion River will crest at a different point in time, which will help us spread out and thread out this water flow. The James River is still projected to crest at Yankton on Wednesday. It's projected just 0.4 feet higher at 24.7. That later time frame, though, does help us very much. As the water moves through, it's going to improve our situation here because all of the water won't be hitting us at the exact same time. It also looks as though the Vermilion River will hit a record at Wakanda, but it also is more spread out than predicted. It's impacted more farmland. So it's lowered by several feet, it's covered more acres, but that also means that it is going to bump the Missouri up, but probably not quite as high as we had originally anticipated. The later and the lower crest levels gave us some time that we need to upgrade some levees that we needed to get done.